It's a short hike from a parking lot to what was a familiar historical site for hundreds of thousands of people over the years in the Santa Monica Mountains. For more than 90 years, the 765-acre ranch has been the home to movie and television production. But the Woolsey Fire destroyed the heart of Paramount Ranch, a western town which had been in use for filming since the 1920s. A giant tree in the center of the circular street still stands, but it's surrounded by mountains of rubble.
The site has been almost a total loss, with a few exceptions. The church over here was constructed during the filming of HBO's Westworld. That remains standing. And then we're also going to see a train station that was built during Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, which remains standing.
Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area Superintendent David Szymanski is giving us a tour of the destruction. He talks about the uniqueness of the ranch.
Paramount Ranch has been in continuous operation since 1927 as a film ranch. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. It's the only unit within the National Park System that is devoted to telling the story of filmmaking in the United States.
Mike Malone was a park ranger for 16 years. Even in retirement, Malone volunteers at the ranch because he knows so much about its history.
The first production was called The Showdown. The setting was South America and oil fields, and that was the silent era, so then they went on to the sound. Gary Cooper filmed his first really breakout role called The Virginia in 1929, an early talkie. It was a who's who of all the stable of Paramount stars that came out here. They rented out to other production companies, so Samuel Goldwyn came here and filmed Adventures of Marco Polo. Westerns were the staple back then, and that's why they kept horses here and cattle in the many corrals.
Malone says while the ranch is known for its western look, it really has been able to stand in for places all over the world.
This valley here, as you can see with the hills around it, was just perfect to become anywhere in the world almost. I joke it could be that, with the exception of the North and South Pole probably, although there was a TV show here called Klondike that was supposed to be Alaska.
There are plans to rebuild the town. Kate Kirkendall is with the National Park Service.
It's all about creating and recreating, and so now all of these buildings burned down and it was a huge loss, but we're hoping to look, you know, to kind of like turn the page on the next chapter and recreate what it's going to look like. We've actually heard from people in the entertainment industry who've reached out to us who want to help in any way they can, and one of the first things we want to do is actually put up some kind of temporary set before we redo the buildings here, where we can kind of continue to attract filming to this area. It is also an important revenue source that supports the park.
The nonprofit Santa Monica Mountains Fund is managing the campaign, which is called the Paramount Project.
We hope to have the project completed in 2 years. We just went through a big fire, so nobody's got a really concrete plan in place yet. But we want people to understand that there's a place where they can make donations, which is our website. And we will hold that money for the national park. The current plan is to put up something as an interim set so that it continues to function.
Sarah Horner is president of the board of the Santa Monica Mountains Fund.
I think Western Town was a little bit of California history. People could come here and touch the buildings and walk in the buildings and experience a real life form of what they saw on film growing up. You saw all this stuff growing up, and here you could have a concrete experience with it. And because it was a national park, there aren't guards, you're not locked out by studio gates. It's available to anybody, anytime, to come here and have this very unique Hollywood experience.
The hope is that the film and television production industry will help lead the charge to rebuild the ranch. While there's sadness over the loss of the original buildings, there is the opportunity to rebuild the western town with the modern infrastructure to make filming easier and to enhance the viewing experience for park visitors. Niragara Hills, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.